center of the plot, as did Sigourney Weaver. But on impulse, after her run in Sunset Boulevard had ended, Vogel called Close's agent, stressing the similarities between the two divas, Cruella and Norma. Maybe Close would like to play another over-the-top character. Vogel was ecstatic when she accepted, on condition that John Hughes rewrite a few of her lines. She and Hughes met soon after. In the first week of January 1996, Vogel flew to London, where filming was set to begin, and Close had arrived for hair and makeup. A few days before filming began, Close looked at the script and saw that none of the changes she'd requested had been made. Vogel frantically tried to reach Hughes, but he didn't return the calls. The producer, former Disney executive Ricardo Mestres, was in the Caribbean and unreachable. It fell to Vogel to take Close to tea at Claridge's hotel, hoping to smooth things over. But it was clear that Close was hurt and insulted. "David," she intoned in a deep, throaty voice, "no lines, no Cruella." Vogel saw the project collapsing before his eyes. "I don't know where John is," he stammered unconvincingly, though it was true. "So let's figure out what you want." Close went over the lines with Vogel, and he didn't think her requests were so unreasonable. Afterward, he called Joe Roth. "John is in hiding," he reported. "You've got to find him." He finally reached Mestres and told him to either get Hughes to make the changes, or he would hire someone else. Mestres called Hughes's lawyer. Finally, word reached Hughes, who was furious. "There's a bullet circling London, and it's headed for you," Roth reported to Vogel. Given Hughes's stature in Hollywood compared to Vogel's, Vogel knew that if he alienated Hughes, he'd probably be fired. Hughes finally called Vogel, his tone icy. "I hear you have sided with the actress against me." "Absolutely not," Vogel insisted. "If you don't want to rewrite these lines, it's totally up to you. I'm prepared to shut down this movie and fire the actress and look for a new Cruella. I have a list of actresses who want to do it, and I'll fax it to you." There was a long silence. Vogel waited anxiously. Did John Hughes really want to go to war with Glenn Close over a few lines? "All right," Hughes finally said. "I'll talk to you in the morning." The next morning, Vogel found 5 new lines on his fax machine. Close was satisfied. Filming commenced. Vogel had dodged the bullet. Vogel thought he might get a call from Roth thanking him for a job well done. If this was any other studio, he might even get a bottle of champagne. But he heard nothing. Disney's acquisition of ABC closed in January 1996. Katzenberg was threatening to file suit against Disney the same day, but Ovitz persuaded him to hold off. Tom Murphy joined the Disney board, as did Ovitz, on Eisner's recommendation. In a note to Ovitz typed by Eisner that same month, he praised Ovitz as professional, attractive, and competent, and added, "Like a marriage, we are doing wonderfully to the outside world." But there were ominous signs. Eisner was upset that Ovitz had wished Sid Bass a happy new year. "I really must know what you're up to. It's not enough that you have your secretary call to say that you wished Sid Bass a happy new year. Hearing from a secretary puts me in a dark position." It was one of many indications that Eisner did not want Ovitz to speak to Bass or any board members. Ovitz was warned specifically not to talk to Tom